Where to begin? That's the big question, I hope you'll agree. You? Me? Where do any of us begin? Face it. An ill-judged wink across a crowded dance floor invites a lifetime of school bills. An inebriated fumble in the dark, on the playing field, in the cloakroom, gets the same job done just as well. Even you, hearing this. You might be the product of a case of mistaken identity that wound up in the maternity ward. I'm not judging. Judging is your job. You'll have to reach a verdict after all the evidence in the case has been presented. That's how it works. Off we go. The pistol cracks, jump-starting a spirited high-heeled lunge from the starting blocks as we jostle for position in the human race. Digging in for the long haul. And what starts as a spirited marathon sprint winds down over decades until it's a 100-meter medicated crawl to the finish line. That's what you'd say if you were trying to be clever, I suppose. Lucky me. I don't have to try. I've got the front stalls and balcony eating out of my handbag most nights. I can bat an eye, purse my lips, and bring the house down like a drone strike any night of the week. Tonight happens to be a Wednesday. Like yours, truly. It can go one way or the other on a Wednesday, but the weather's rotten outside, as my dripping, demoralized umbrella will confirm, and that's generally enough to guarantee a packed hall from the orchestra pit to the gods and nosebleeds. So, if you ask me, and on the clear understanding there's nobody else here in the dressing room, you may as well take the plunge. It doesn't matter where we begin, does it, babes? When all's said and done, we start off with nothing. You and me both, and all the rest. Hardly matters what happens in between. We arrive with nothing, and we finish with nothing. Am I right? Zip, zilch, nada, naught, nil. What better place to commence my narrative than here, with nothing at all? At ground zero. What makes me so certain I've got nothing, you may ask? I can tell you it's because I know for sure I've got nothing to lose. If you're already asking yourself, how long can she go on and on about nothing? Settle in. I've only just gotten started. Nothing is a blank canvas, you see. Nothing is a mirror waiting patiently for an anticipated reflection to show up. A lonely looking glass in an Oscar Wilde fairy tale, aching for that special face to drift into view, bringing purpose to its blank existence. Which returns me to me, unsurprisingly, looking in a glass like that one in the story Oscar forgot to write. Me and the Wicked Queen from Snow White. Honestly, if I could sum up my whole life in one image, there's a mirror on the wall, and there's me, looking in or looking out. It's hard to tell with mirrors. If anyone ever asks, I describe myself as an artist. And an artist needs a carte blanche to get started. This tabula rasa I call my face has, for quite a long time, been every bit as vacant as it gets. Symmetrical, bland, uninhabited, you could say. A half-hearted sketch for a grand, abandoned project. Even these reluctantly accumulated lines and folds and cracks appear to me as if they'd much rather be somewhere else. Livening up an Etruscan vase in a museum, or adding texture to some moth-eaten rolled medieval tapestry. Faced with that crumpled imprecision, the only reasonable response is to sanction a scorched earth policy. Vietnam, the Gulf, Afghanistan, Agent Orange. Edit out the errors, blitz the flaws, illuminate the trenches with color and contour.